Welcome to Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and today we're diving deep into a skill that's foundational to success in sales as well as life, the art of listening. You've probably heard the saying, we have two ears and one mouth, so we should listen at least twice as much as we talk. Yet how often do we really put this into practice? Active listening isn't just polite. It's a powerful tool to build trust, gather insights, and ultimately influence outcomes. Today, I'll share key strategies, practical tips, and exercises to help you become a better listener. So let's get started. In sales and effective communication, the 80-20 rule from our last episode is key. To put it into practice, invite the other person to talk 80% of the time while you speak just 20%. Now, how do you do that? By asking questions. This is very important. Whoever talks the most dominates the conversation, but whoever asks the questions directs it. So let's get them to talk more. And that's where open-ended questions come into play. But first, a big thank you to today's show sponsor, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and many of my own family members have worked with Cassie and give her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. So let's talk about open-ended questions. Those are questions starting out with who, what, why, where, when, or how. These starting words invite deeper responses. They can't be answered yes or no. The longer the response for their answer, the more we are able to gather valuable information. For example, instead of asking, "Do you like our product?" ask instead, "What stood out to you about our product?" Notice how the second question encourages them to elaborate. Here's a quick exercise to try. Think about a recent conversation. Then write down a closed-ended question you asked and take the time to reframe it into an open-ended question. For instance, instead of, "Are you satisfied with our follow-up?" you might ask, "What would you suggest we add to our marketing update to you each week? What would be helpful in addition to what we've been sending you?" As you practice active listening, focus on these essentials. Make sure to maintain good eye contact. This shows engagement and helps build connection. Nonverbal encouragement works too. Smiling, nodding in the affirmative, or using affirmative gestures to signal your approval to what they're saying. Make sure you ask follow-up questions. These show you're genuinely interested and help deepen the conversation. For example, if someone says, "I've been struggling with time management," you might ask, "What's been the biggest obstacle for you so far?" Or, "What strategies have you tried so far to overcome it?" If your questions aren't linked together in some recognizable way, or they have zero connection to their answers, it sounds to them like you aren't listening and you don't really care about them. So let's try and make this a practical exercise. In your next conversation, commit to asking at least 2 follow-up questions. Pay attention to how the other person's responses evolve, how much depth. You'll often find out more the more they talk. And the more they talk, the more trust you build. Now let's take it up a notch with advanced techniques like mirroring and matching. Pay attention to your prospect's cadence their tone of voice, and speed of speech. When you naturally mirror and match these elements, it creates a sense of familiarity and connection. For example, if your prospect speaks softly, you need to adjust your tone and speed to make them feel more comfortable. Another advanced skill is paraphrasing. This means summarizing what the other person has said in your own words. For instance, if they share, "I'm worried about whether this solution will integrate with our current system," you might respond, "It sounds like ensuring compatibility is a top priority for you. Is that right?" This technique not only shows you're listening, but also gives them a chance to clarify or expand on their thoughts. Here's a big challenge. In your next conversation, practice paraphrasing at least once. Notice how the other person responds when you reflect back their thoughts to them. It's also essential to understand the difference between open and closed questions. Open-ended questions, as we discussed, prompt a full and lengthy response and a much deeper dialogue. Closed questions typically get a yes or no answer, are great for clarifying points or moving forward towards a final decision. Here's a role-playing exercise I love to sharpen your skills. Pair up with a colleague or friend. Take turns being the listener and the other the speaker. The speaker shares a scenario, like a challenge at work or a decision they're trying to make. The listener's job is to ask only open-ended questions and paraphrase key points. After 5 minutes, switch roles. And then reflect on how these techniques influence the flow and depth of the conversation. I'll bet you find out that with practice, this will make it a lot better. For example, instead of saying, "Do you think this solution will work for you?" try, "What aspects of this solution appeal to you the most? And where do you see the potential challenges?" Our goal is to guide the conversation without dominating it. Your action step this week is to practice active listening in every conversation. Start by asking open-ended questions. Maintain good eye contact and focus on mirroring tone and pace. Try paraphrasing at least once in each interaction and notice how it deepens the connection. Here's a reflection exercise. At the end of each day, think about one conversation you had and grade yourself. Ask yourself, "What did I learn from truly listening?" Then ask yourself, "How did the other person respond to my approach?" This habit of reflection will sharpen your listening skills over time. And as with all new skills, practice, practice, practice. Your improvement will expand over time. Now, listening isn't just hearing the words. It's about understanding the heart behind them and responding appropriately. By mastering this art, you'll not only strengthen your connections, but also position yourself as someone others trust and value. It will make you a master salesperson and enhance all of your personal relationships. Thank you for joining me today on Time-Tested Mastery Life Lesson Sell. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone else that you think it could benefit. And don't forget to subscribe to this channel so you never miss another episode.